Jesus' name. Happy to be out. Let's stand together if you'd like and just bow our heads. We open the service this morning. Father, Lord, we truly are thankful. Lord, it's a grand opportunity. Lord, every time we have a chance to gather around your word coming forth, Lord, under an inspiration, Lord, and it's truly an honor. And Lord, I don't know what to say, Father. It's just I'm thankful that you've placed a desire in my heart to be here. And Lord, each and every one of us, we've gathered here with the same mind, Lord. Lord, that we may grow and see where we need to, Lord, maybe shore up something in our lives, or maybe we don't understand something quite right yet. Father, you know it all. You know everything about us. And truly, Lord, I'm thankful. Bless each and every one, Lord. Meet our individual needs as we have. And Lord, though they may seem small to some, Lord, but Father, to us that have the problems in our hearts, Lord, we want everything to be exactly like you. So, Lord, we just look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, trusting in you, Lord, to have your way. Draw us ever close to thee now, we pray, in your precious name. Bless the songs, Lord, that they may prepare us for thy word to come forth. In your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Turn with me, if you would. I like to start in our big books. Page 204. Very familiar songs this morning. There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Amen. Oh, what a day that will be. Oh, glorious day that will be. what a day. Have you ever thought about it, saints? Just think about it. What a day that's going to be. Amen. Page 169. Amen. Be a glorious day to see him. Oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus saves, satisfies, banishes my sadness. Peace is mine, peace like to a river. Jesus is wonderful, mighty to deliver. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me, counselor. A slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven, and my name's inscribed upon the book of heaven. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to my lowly station, since my soul's received that way, man. Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me counselor, prince of peace, almighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise. Peace, almighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Amen. Do you really love him? Oh, he's wonderful to us. Amen. Page 130, if you turn with me. Amen. This is like heaven to me.
We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. Oh, we've crossed over a Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me.
Oh, this is like heaven to me.
Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven.
Sing it again.
Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, when I get happy, I sing and I shout. The devil don't believe it, I see. But I'm filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt. And that's what's the matter with me. Amen.
Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me.
Amen.
Oh, this
a happy time, saints. Amen. Praise his holy name. He's wonderful. Brother Hamilton, Luke, would you like to come? Amen. That's the blessing on the offering. Amen. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, oh, my last ever to. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my horn. Oh, cares all past, oh, my life ever to him.
Sing it again.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. There's all past, oh, my life ever to rejoice. Amen.
How many have something on your heart that you like from him? Amen. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, would you take the request?
Gracious Lord, we're so glad to be able to be here today, Lord. We're thankful for those that are able to be back with us today and to worship you, Lord. And we pray for those that may be in action, Lord, that are sick and afflicted in body. We pray that you reach down and touch them, Lord, that they'd be able to be back with us, Lord. And we pray as we've gathered here this morning, Lord, that our hearts and our minds be drawn closer to you, O God.
Yes,
we might realize the hour that we're living in, dear God, and that we might be on guard against every trick of the devil, Lord, that we be watching every minute or every second, Lord, for anything that he might be trying to, by God, take our minds, our soul away from you, Lord, that would cause us, Lord, to slip or to fall, Lord, and we pray this morning, you just meet every need, whatever it might be. We pray for thy grace and thy love and thy mercy,
yes,
to keep
Jesus,
us, Lord, and to lead us and guide us and direct us. And we pray for your word this morning, that you'd anoint the messenger, Lord, and thy God, and should anoint his lips and clay as he speaks, Lord, and anoint his mind, Lord, to speak those things that you would lay upon him. Thy God, it might be a food to our soul, Lord, which strengthens, encourages, and stir us, Lord, whatever need might be in our lives. We ask now these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Would we have a special in the congregation this morning? Do you have something on your heart? Amen. Praise his name. All right, let's all stand then, if you would. Sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Oh. Only believe.
things are possible. Oh Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. Oh Lord, I believe. All things are possible. Oh Lord, I believe.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, oh great Jehovah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, how we greatly appreciate you this morning. Just so thankful again for that precious hunger and thirst on the inside that you've placed on the inside of your little bride. Lord Jesus, as we've gathered here today, I trust, Lord, that each one has come hungry to hear your word. Not to hear a man speak, but Lord, to hear the word of God, the pure, unadulterated word of God. For Lord, your word is spirit, and it is life. And Lord, we come here today to gather around that life. And Lord, we ask now that you would just give us revelation of the word of God. Amen. Stir our hearts, Lord. Stir our minds. Oh, God, draw us to that place that you want us to be in, knowing the hour is far spent. And, Lord Jesus, you're about to appear. And, Lord, we're looking and longing for that appearing. So just asking that you finish preparing us for it, Lord. Get us ready, we ask. Give us understanding how to get ready. We ask it again in your precious name, these things. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. To his wonderful mercy and grace that rewrote our lives. Amen. While you're still standing with me, would you like to turn with me to the book of Ephesians, the third chapter? So good to be back with you again this morning. And amen. See your smiling faces and your desires and hungers, amen, to be like Jesus. Yes, amen. We want to minister on something this morning, and we're just going to title it Confidence with Reality. And you know, you can't bluff God with a fake confidence. And he knows whether we have true confidence in his word or not. So we want to just title it this morning, Confidence with Reality. In other words, it's real. It's genuine. It's nothing just talked about, but it's something lived. Amen. So Ephesians 3rd chapter, we'll read the 11th and the 12th verse. And the Apostle Paul speaking, he says, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, and whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. May the Lord bless during his word, and you may be seated. Praise his name. In thinking about this whole subject and been praying about it and waiting on the Lord, and these things began to come to me last weekend, and I could see truly how this fits in this hour and in this day we're living in. And again, it's a day and an age we live in. It's so easy for people to say that they can do this or they believe that, or they've been here, they've done that, or they think this, they think that. It's so easy just for people to just talk and say things oftentimes without reality. You know, you've heard it spoken before about liars, you know, and they are a habitual liar. And they just constantly lie, lie, lie. And then they tell another lie to cover another lie. And it's really begin to be the way a whole generation of people is. You know, you may think, oh, they're true and honest and everything like that, you know, but when it comes to things even in God, people say boastful things and proclaim things. It's not real. It's not really a reality. It's not something really being fulfilled in their life. They just speak it, and whether it's real or not, they can speak it. And nobody's going to come up to them and say, hey, don't speak that. But yet, it's not a reality. So I want you to think about this little subject this morning and think about what Paul said here, in whom we have boldness. I looked that up, and it says freedom in speaking, unreservedness in speech, without fear that you did something wrong. Now, this is to God, okay? In whom we have boldness and access was approaching God with the relationship you are accepted and have assurance you find favor with Him. Think of that. Now, Apostle Paul had this. He had this assurance that as he came before God, there was such a genuine assurance in his heart that he was standing there favored before God. And God would listen to him. And God was interested in his life. And God would meet the needs in his life. He was so assured of this. And I got to thinking about that with us today, and of course we, again, knowing that the rapture is getting closer and closer, and I don't know the day or the hour, and neither do you, but yet, if it were even 5 years from now, which in my mind I can't hardly think it could go on that long, that much longer, with this, how rapid everything is moving now to showing that that's coming and about to take place. I just can't see it going on another 5 years. But if it did, if it does, still, how am I with God on this? If a rapture does take place, how assured am I that I am going to be in the rapture? How assured are you that you're going to be in that rapture? You see? Knowing that your body will change from mortal to immortal. See? From this pest house we live in now to a glorified body. And knowing God promised it, so it has to happen. Everything He's already promised down through the Scriptures, from the time of Genesis clear on up through, everything has happened exactly like He said it would happen, you see. So there's nothing going to change this rapture taking place either. And like I say, what condition are we in to be able to match or meet the requirement that God has for people to be in that rapture? And how are we in ourselves feeling towards this? Like I say, now, we may, especially if we're a real carnal person and just a person trying to bluff our way through the whole thing, and don't really have the love of God in our hearts, we might think that we can bluff God, that praise God, I'm ready. I'm ready for rapture. I'm a believer, and I've got assurance and all kinds of things, you see. As I said earlier, we can say. But again, it's got to be reality. It's got to be something that's genuine, that it's true, and it's backed up with something that you cannot do yourself. And again, I want to bring back to your attention some things that we read in the last service we ministered. And so that you'll have it fresh in your mind, and as we go back into this, and I want you to be thinking on this. I read in Christ's Mystery God Revealed, this is paragraph 218, it was preached July 28, 1963. He says here, it's not expressions of some church that we should express something. It's a life that you don't live yourself. I'm just trusting the Holy Ghost will really let that sink into our hearts. It's a life you do not live yourself. But He comes in you. This is what I want you to get. But He comes in you and lives by himself. Remember me reading that. He comes in you and lives by himself. Now that alone ought to show me, even if I don't have a spiritual understanding of it, I ought to intellectually know that something's got to happen here. It's got to be Christ living, not me. You know? Even though it may not be a revelation, I'll intellectually be able to see that part of it. But it has to be by revelation. That it isn't you living, it's him coming in you and living by himself. Excuse me. And what's this all for? What's this going to add up to? What's it going to build up to, as I should say? What's the outcome of this going to be by this happening, by him living in me? And if it's his self living in this tabernacle of flesh, it's himself living in your tabernacle of flesh. See? So what's this all going to build up to? That's what we want to talk about here in a little bit. He says, but if you have the mind of Christ, Christ expresses himself through you and shows that it's him. It shows that it's him. So you'll be able to see it too. And not only you, but every passerby will see it too. Amen. Everyone passing by, you will see it's not you, that it's Christ living in you. Because people are not going to be able to say what you're living is something you could do. Because it's going to be impossible. It'll be absolutely impossible for you to live it. People's going to know it's impossible for you to live it. You yourself is going to know it's impossible to live it. And so now, and we sit here many times, the Word of God is preached, and it just comes across the pulpit so hard and harsh sounding, you know. But do you ever think if it didn't, we'd live it ourselves? But the way it comes, we know we can't do it ourselves. And that's the plan of God. We're not here to come here and hear the preacher preach the Word of God and then maybe I'll go out and do it myself. That is totally out of the plan of God. The plan of God is you come in, receive the Word of God, and of course you have to be predestinated. If you are, then He will sometime or another fill you with the Holy Ghost, change that nature in there, that soul, and you will be able to receive the Word for your day, and it vindicates itself. And you will be able to see that it's absolutely, you cannot do it. So the word has to be hard. It has to be hot. It has to be something impossible for you to do. Because if it was possible, it ain't God. It has to be God be able to do it. And him, the only one, be able to do it. And like I say, then people get so discouraged if they hear a hot sermon, they'll call it, or brand it as that, or something very strict, or something hard on them, or it really bites at them, you know, and they'll think, oh, you know, and they get frustrated and wandered and bewildered and everything. What am I going to do? They could only see. It has to be that way. And it ain't going to be no different. Amen. If everything we come in here, I'll say it again and listen to, and everything, I could do it, I'm telling you, we might as well walk out these doors and just plan on heading for hell. Because we are not in the plan of God. Amen. But Apostle Paul knew the purpose of God. He knew the purpose of God in his life. And he knew that he had this confidence, this assurance, this steadfastness, that what God ordained him for in this life, that God would live through him. He's seen it happen. And he knew where he was at in God. The same thing is going to have to happen for you and I. We are going to have to know it's him doing it. If there's things in our life we haven't overcome and cannot seem to overcome, then we know it's not God. I've got to be plain with you. Amen. If there is overcoming, and every circumstance that comes along that maybe you failed or made a mistake at, and you see God deal with your heart on it and give you the word and turn you completely opposite direction from it. Now you know you got something. But if you're still doing the same old things over and over again that you done years ago, and you just can't seem to stop, I've got to be the one that plainly tells you, friend, you ain't got God in your life. Because His word tells us that. people being blind to it, they can't see it. It wasn't given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom. So they go on blind and blind and blind, and yet their mouth can blow everything. I'm this, I'm born again, I've got the assurance, praise God, I'm going to heaven, I'm going to be in a rapture. And there ain't no rapture for them. You see? So, again, we've come here today to measure ourselves up by the Word of God. That's why we're here for today. To measure ourselves up by the Word. So if you want to follow me, as I follow this Word, then listen.
Amen.
Because these things are very important. Okay? God is getting a people ready for a rapture, friends. All right? Now, this is another thing. This is where I left off in that other message, last one. This was in Influence, August 3rd, 1963, paragraph 23. But that's the reason the Holy Spirit is such a definite must in this day, because it is the one that lives your life. It ain't you. It is Him. It is the one that lives your life. You have nothing in it. You just become a prisoner to it. As we've sung this song years ago, I remember being a child that big. I surrender all. I wonder how many of us has lied singing that song. I mean flat lied. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I wonder how many of us is truthful. That that's really true. That I surrender all. I remember, we're not going to talk about hope today. We're going to talk about assurance. Because hope ain't going to get it. Hope ain't going to get it, friends. You're going to have to know that Jesus Christ is living in your life.
Amen.
And has taken over. Okay? It's the one that lives your life. You don't live it yourself. It's Christ in you. Then after you have received the Holy Spirit, and if He doesn't have the preeminence in your life, oh, you know, I thought I just hatched up what I just said. No, I didn't. I might have said it just a little different channel, but still the same thing. But if He doesn't have the preeminence in your life, then you just remember, you haven't received the Holy Spirit. Because He, if He is in you, He'll live His own life. And you're no more your own. You really think about that? You're no more your own. No more. You're gone. Your life is hid in Christ. It's Christ that has taken your life over. Now we're talking about real, genuine Christians. There is so much put on in this day and age. There's so many people that's just saying they're believers, this, that, and the other, and their life is telling a whole. And the sad thing is they can't even see their life is telling another story because they're blind. They're blind to it. So they cannot see what's happening in their life. They have become scaled over their eyes. Dull of hearing. All they hear things and they say amen and they agree with it. But for it to live itself, Himself, just ain't happening. But I'm going to show you the outcome and renew your mind back to the outcome of those that He Himself is living in. You see? Because we know there's going to be people going to be lost. We know that. Not everybody's going to be saved. We can't save everybody. Not everybody was predestined. Not everybody has eternal. But the thing of it is, the Word goes out and tries to get a hold of that little seed it is on the inside. Amen. If it's a little eagle, friends, One day you're going to realize Mama Eagle is crying out for you. It's time you recognize your position and what you've been sent for. Again, none of us here was here by chance today. God seen it in his mind before the world was ever formed. Who'd be sitting here today? And who would be listening to this word I'm going to read today? Okay? Turn with me, if you would, 1 John and 3rd chapter. 1 John, 3rd chapter. Amen. You know, if it didn't keep getting tighter and tighter and hotter, I'd wonder. But thank God it's going to get tighter and tighter and hotter and hotter. But only the bride, the elected, will be able to receive it. Amen. 1 John 3. We know, begin 14th verse, we know that we have passed from death unto life. Now listen to that assurance. Wow. Because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Now watch the sermon here before it gets to the point what he's going to say. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Wow, that's pretty good love, isn't it? Yeah, he laid down his life for us. And can you imagine us laying our life down for our brother? Huh? Now, there's a lot of people called brother. But you know what? It'd be pretty easy, I believe, to lay your life down for a real brother that you see the literal life of Jesus Christ coming from. But another one standing there might be called brother too. He loves the things of the world. Love the Father's not in him. Yet he sings. He goes to church. Don't hardly ever miss a service. May pay his tithes, offerings. Do many things. But when he gets out with men on the job, he's joking up and cutting up with filthy jokes. And he's, you can see he's not sincere, and he's always downgrading his children. He's always downgrading his wife. You just see a bitterness in his life. Now, it'd be hard to lay your life down for somebody like that. You'd probably stand there and say, you can forget it. I ain't laying my life down for something like that. A hypocrite. But this one that's over here really genuine and really solid in the Lord, and that word comes forth, it's amen, and you see that life vindicating it. Amen, amen, amen. Overcoming. You see something maybe approaching that approached before, and he used to fail at it, but this time God came in his life and took over for him, and it's overcome. Yeah. Now, a man like that, be a whole lot easier to lay your life down for. Yeah. Be really pretty easy. Yeah. You say, you mean, Brother Steve, would you do that? Well, I'd have to be put in the right position, but from what I believe right now, yes, I would. But for that hypocrite, I wouldn't. But for that real genuine brother, I would.
Amen. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, with God, that hypocrite ain't going to get nowhere with God. But that genuine standing over here that the life is coming forth, that's vindicating in his life, there's something special in there for him. From God. But there's nothing special over laying for this hypocrite that wants to fool around, play with the Word of God, Maybe try to make people think he's serious when he's not. There's nothing there laying there for that fella. But there is for this one. Yeah. I'll show you here. But whosoever hath this world's goods, or good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed. In other words, do something about it.
Amen.
Not just tell about it, do it. And in truth. Oh, a lot of people say, oh, I love him, and I love this person, and I love my brother, and I love my sister, you know, and this. But back it up with a deed. Don't just talk about it. And hereby we know that we are of the truth. Ain't that something? You mean there is a way to know that you're of the truth? Yeah. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. There's that assurance again. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things.
Amen.
You see, you know, here we might, you know, get condemned because we've done this thing here, and we just might get condemned to have done this other thing. But I'm going to tell you what, he is greater than our hearts. He knows everything.
Amen.
He knows everything that's done. It's not done right. And it's wrong. According to his word. He knows all about it. So he's much greater. You see? For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Think about it. If our heart don't condemn us, then we have confidence. And we've had these things before. I'm just going to bring a little different channel this morning. Then we have confidence if our hearts don't condemn us. Now, who do you think's not going to be have a condemned heart? We'll put it that way. The feller standing on this side, that when the trap is set, Satan has thrown a snare, and he sees he's overcome that thing. He used to get trapped and fall right into it. But now he sees something working in his life that it was impossible for him to take care of before. But now when something happens, there's something, a burning desire on the inside that turns that body under and brings it under subjection.
Amen.
Just bang, bang, bang. Just snapping with that word and keeping it right down the line. And then you see this one over here. He'll hear the same message the one on the right there said or heard. And he sits there and, yeah, I got to quit doing that. Monday morning, a feller comes up telling these dirty jokes. Yeah, oh my, yeah, I heard that one. Or I've never heard that before. Ha, 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 ha. And yet on the inside, he's saying, oh, you know, I got to quit this. I just got to stop this. I just can't seem to quit this. Who do you think the condemned one is? It's right over here. That keeps right on doing the same old thing and don't overcome. He's condemned. But the word's telling us that if our hearts condemn us not. Let me read it again. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. Confidence. If our heart don't condemn us. Now I can have confidence. Now it sounds like to me, according to even what I've read here again now so far, that we're moving into this position that Apostle Paul is speaking about. That we can have confidence toward God. Now, We wonder why so many times things can't happen in our life. Wonder why there's still so many things that should God move in our life and handle things and turn things around for us and healings, whatever it may be. And we wonder, what is stopping this? Do I have confidence in God? Or am I over here because I keep doing wrong? And we'll read it here in a little bit. You know it's in perfect faith. And standing over here and knowing what I should be doing, and yet I'm just not doing it. Yet I know I got to do that, Brother Steve. I know that. I'm glad you renewed my mind to that. God, forgive me. Lord, help me with this thing. Maybe that was the seventh or eighth time over the period of a lifetime. And if it would happen a month from now, it would happen again. Because it just ain't overcome. So this person's in that condemned state. And do you really think that that person is going to get anything from God? Do you think I can stand with an assurance, praise God, I see Christ Himself living in me? When you're standing over here doing them same things over? When you're doing wrong and you know you shouldn't do it? Do you really think we can stand before God in that position with Him? Praise God, I'm on fire for God and the life of Christ is living Himself through me. Hallelujah, I'm overcoming. I see this thing overcoming my life. See? Where this one over here really is happening. Mine, He's glory. Hallelujah. He feels the presence of God just flowing through his life. He knows that Christ is alive. Why? Because he sees Christ overcoming for him. Things he couldn't overcome before, he sees it happening in his life. He knows it's a reality. He knows it didn't used to happen before, but now it's happening. Amen. He couldn't do it before, but now he is. But now you got to remember, on this side I'm talking about, it's every word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Amen. See, this fellow over here, there may be some things he's strong enough in himself to finally quit doing. Well, look at the millions of people quit smoking themselves. They didn't have to get in Christ to quit smoking, but they just quit. They got tired of it. They seen it was unhealthy, and they just quit. So they didn't have to get in Christ. Yeah, Brother Branham said in that message, quit smoking, lying, stealing, just get in Christ. Because he's talking about all the word.
Amen.
All of it. But people come over, oh my, they start becoming a baby, start going to church and they quit smoking. Praise God, they got everything and they're going to heaven. Oh, glory. No. It's every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's the difference between this one and this one.
Amen.
Now keep the picture in your mind. Hopefully in your heart's mind. Okay? All right? For if our heart condemneth, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemneth not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Wow. Because we keep His commandments. We all know what His commandments is, don't we? It's His word. Because we keep His commandment. Commandments. Now we're talking about getting somewhere. This is why you need Him living His self in you. Because that's the only way of reaching this point. And it's going to be the only way to reach that point of getting in the rapture. And be caught up in a moment and twinkling in an eye. And be changed. See? And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight.
Amen.
That's the next question we could ask ourselves. Do I do everything that's pleasing in His sight? Which would go into another message I want Lord willing someday preach on. Again, without faith, which is revelation, it is impossible to please God. So I'm going to have to get revelation, ain't I? God's going to have to reveal His word to me in order for me to please Him. Is that right?
Amen.
Absolutely. And do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Can you assure that? Now remember, we're talking about somebody that can ask whatsoever they will, and God will give them the desire of their heart. He'll give it to them. This man knows he's living right because it's Christ doing the living. This man over here, he knows he's not living right. He keeps hearing the word and it tells him, stop this, stop that, quit this. But he keeps right on doing it. Well, he might stop a few things. He might have stopped 90% of it. But there's 10% of it he just cannot overcome. It's every word over here. Every word.
Amen.
See, because if it's just one word that we know we're not overcoming, and the desire really isn't even there to overcome it, you ain't going to get nothing from God. Because you're condemned. Because you know. You know what God said. You know what pleases Him. Because the Word of God come right across the pulpit and told you what pleases Him. Though even if you just couldn't even get it by revelation, if it's intellectual conception of it, you still know that. And yet, you know you're not doing it. And you're condemned. So now you're trying to go before the great almighty God that created the heavens and the earth. Everything that was created by Him. And you're going to try with your dirty life to come up before Him and ask Him for something. And unless it's one thing you can't overcome and don't desire to even overcome, you're dirty. You're dirty. Right? And you know you're not pleasing Him. You know you're not doing what He said. Scripture tells us, and the Word tells us, the prophet explained it to us about owing no man. There's lingering debts. And I just don't really care. I'm going to tell you what, you ain't getting nothing from God. You're condemned. You may be Mr. Bluffall and think, oh, praise God, oh, that don't bother me because I think they did this to me and that's why I'm not paying them. Oh, sure, the devil's got all kinds of excuses. But who's supposed to be the example? Huh?
Amen.
But we got all kinds of excuses why we don't, why this and why that. You see? But just remember again what I read in the Scripture. He knows all things. He's greater than our own heart. He knows all things. So again, if there's one word out of line, He knows. So, Brother Steve, there's no way I'm going to be able to live by every word. That's what we've been trying to get across. It has to be Him living Himself. Because as long as it's you able to do it, you have broke the Word of God and the plan of God. That's why we are put in this circumstance of life. A life that we cannot live. And He has to come in and live Himself through us.
Amen.
Otherwise, all of His plan is in vain. The cross was in vain. All these many other things He'd done and was in His great mind, His attributes, is all in vain. But He came and it all happened this way. I'm trying to speak it in a way, friends, a child can understand. It had to be done this way for this word to be fulfilled. That He live Himself through you. You see? All right? I'm going to begin to read just a little bit in perfect faith, and then we'll close for this morning. Perfect Faith, August 25th, 1963. I'll begin here, paragraph 64. He had faith with his power. It's talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. He had faith with his power. Listen to that. How did he? He said, I can do nothing in myself. Don't that sound like what we just got done talking about? This is a life he lives himself. Amen. You can't do it. I can't do it. You cannot do it. It's going to be impossible. That's why it's going to be him come in and do it for you. If you'll just yield. Oh, hallelujah. I can do nothing in myself. Now think of that. The Lord Jesus Christ himself. God in flesh. That physical form standing there. I can do nothing in myself. I can do nothing that the Father shows me. Think of that. Amen. And remember, we come from the same source he came from. Amen. Why would we be any different? Huh? As I've said before across this pulpit, see, as time goes on, you are going to see you can't live it. Impossible. And if you don't have something eternal on the inside of you, you're going to give up. You're going to walk away. You're going to say, I'm a dud. I might as well forget it. But a predestinated seed on the inside, that's, I've been waiting for that. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. Hallelujah. Outside of predestination, you'll never do it. It will not happen. No. I can do nothing in myself. Why? He relied upon what he was. He relied in knowing. Knowing. Catch that word. Knowing. That he was the Word. And you're a part of that Word. Do you know that?
Amen.
And he had faith in God, who made him the Word. He was God, the Word, and they was in him. And that give him faith because he understood his position. He understood his position. Same thing we can know today if it's revealed to us. See? He knowed what he was. Do we know if we're a son of God or not? The only way I know I can know if I'm a son of God if I the same characteristics come through me. Otherwise, it's just me trying to bluff it. I'm son of God. I'm a son of God. Hogwash. He will identify himself in you by his characteristics if you're a son of God or a daughter of God. He knew what he was because the scripture had said he was this. And whatever the scripture said he was or what he would do, what he would be, he did what? He fulfilled it, right? Absolutely. Clear back to things even David, King David said. And even before that, Isaiah said, all the things that was prophesied of Jesus to do, he fit right in when his flesh was born on earth and it began to happen exactly like the scripture said.
Amen.
Oh my. And here every scripture tied in to prove that he was exactly what the scripture said he would be. And he knew what he was. How are we going to know what we are? Say, a message comes, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and all those scriptures that pertain to that, and that message comes through God's prophet, and we hear that message, and we see it vindicate. Now I can know I'm one of them too. We hear a message come forth, and now the scriptures, and from what God's prophet said on token, and our lives fit that token. And it happens exactly like God's words. Now I know I'm one of them. Christ, the mystery of God, revealed all the many things in there about preeminence and so forth. Now, if it happens, I know I fit right in that scripture. The same thing Jesus did.
Amen.
You see? Oh, my. He says here, therefore he relied upon what God had made him. This fellow over here can rely on what God made him because he sees he's able to receive the word and it vindicates itself. And the entire Word of God. Remember, Brother Bam said that in Future Home. Not just part of it, entire Word of God. So this fellow over here is fitting right in. Oh, he's getting ready for a rapture. This fellow over here, he's trying. He wants to be. And things just happen in life and he just can't overcome and he just keeps right on doing the same thing over and over again. You just might as well forget it. And he can't even see things that he is doing wrong unless somebody brings to his attention. Don't you realize that's wrong, feller? Oh, I never thought of that. But when he which is the comforter shall come, amen, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you. Which is what this fellow over here has. Because when circumstances in life come, that word, yes, and turns away from that sin. Yes. And does what is pleasing in God's sight. This one over here doesn't do what's pleasing in God's sight. He's just playing with it. He's toying with it. Thinks God's going to wait on him and do everything he wants to do, whether he's in that carnal state or not. He says here, I'll close here in just a few minutes. He had faith in what he was, and if you are a believer, you have faith in what you are. You're a believer. And if you've got faith in God, the Bible says, if our hearts condemn us, then we can't have faith. But if our hearts don't condemn us, then we have faith. We have confidence towards God. If you want to read that, it's found in St. John 3:21. I got the scripture written down there. We read it this morning. If our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God, he repeats. But as long as you're doing things that's wrong, you can't have confidence toward God. Because if you keep doing things wrong, and you know you're wrong, and you keep doing the same things over and over again, overcoming, you know it's not God. It's impossible. God don't do that. God, in his word, says it's the overcomer. And it's the overcomer shall sit with him. Not the unovercomer or a disovercomer. No, it's the overcomer. You see? All right? But as long as you're doing things that's wrong, you can't have confidence towards God. So you see, you automatically know that you're wrong. You automatically put yourself back there, a sinner. By knowing that you're wrong. But when your heart don't condemn you, and you know you're a believer, and there's nothing between you and God, oh my, and you know there's nothing between you and God. Everything's clean. You're doing everything that pleases in his sight. You're doing it exactly how he wants it done. It's amen, and you know it's not you doing it. It has to be him doing it through you because you can't live it yourself. So you know it's got to be him doing it. Amen. Then, you can ask what you will and know that it'll be given. Because it's the word that's given to you just like it was to those disciples. Now the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are. Have faith in what the word says you are. I wonder, what does the word say we are? As every individual, what does the word say I am? Does the word tell me I'm a hypocrite? Does the word tell me I'm a man that ain't overcoming? Does the word tell me I'm a hothead? Does the word tell me I'm a man that won't pay my bills, pay my debts? Huh? Does the word tell me I'm not keeping Caesar's law, speeding down the highway and don't care? What does the word tell me? Does the word come over and tell me Caesar's law? And abiding by the law, run the speed limit. Does it tell me to love my wife as Christ loved the church? And it happens. Huh? What about all these things? What is the word telling us what we are? Every time we come in here, it tells us what we are. And if we aren't this over here, then you're given a short period of time, very short time, to get there if seed's laid in you. If the seed isn't in there,
You're going to be over here when the Lord Jesus appears. And guess what? You won't go in the rapture.
Amen.
You'll be here going through the tribulational period. And that ain't going to be a fun time either. And then after all that's over, then you're about to go before God in the great white throne judgment. Wow. And then it's going to be a final pronouncing. What you did here on earth. Of what direction you're headed. Just think, Brother Branham said they cry out. Even Scripture speaks of that, crying for the rocks and the mountains to come down and cover them up.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about being miserable. It must be really going to be miserable. When you want to die. You want to die. So I'll just blow my brains out. Or I'll just do this. I'm going to tell you what, that ain't going to stop you standing before the great white throne judgment. If you was tossed in the deepness of the depth of seas, and the sharks ate you up, God will put that body back together and you ought
Amen.
To stand before God in judgment.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, that's nonsense. You really think that's nonsense when he created the heavens and the earth? And we can't even number the stars in the heaven? And you think he can't put a body back together and stand before him in judgment? Oh my. As I said before, why do you think so many people get cremated? They think they're going to get out of it, friend. They ain't
right.
going to get out of it. And some people try to be dishonest. Well, that's the cheapest way. But they told Uncle Henry, oh, I don't want to stand before God in judgment. So I'm going to let him burn my body now. A liar of the day is born and still the liar of the day. They put him in the cremator. Yeah. But that body's still going to stand on the day of judgment for
Amen.
God. Yeah. And then it's going to have to burn in hell for maybe 1,000 years. Everything's that's funny. It's a fairy tale. You'll think it's a fairy tale one of these days.
Right.
It's reality.
Amen.
In closing. Now, the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you have. I guess written it is. He said, it is written of me. Let me see if I ought to back up here just a little bit here. Yeah, let me go ahead and read this here. He says here, it is written of me, didn't David in the Psalms and the prophets and all them speak of him? Didn't David speak of Jesus in Psalms? Absolutely. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? When he was hanging on the cross. And it lined up with the word all the way, friends.
Amen.
So are we going to line up with the word if we're predestinated. I am the bread of life that come from heaven, out of heaven. Amen. I am the tree of life from the Garden of Eden. I am all these things. I am that I am. And he knew with that perfect faith that he was the anointed Messiah. Hallelujah. Do you know you're a son of God? Do you know you're a daughter of God? Oh my. That the Spirit of God was upon him. Do you know the Holy Spirit is upon you? Do you know that with reality? Is it backed up 100%? Remember, it ain't the Holy Spirit if you don't ever come. If you don't have the preeminence, you ain't got the Holy Spirit. That was God's prophet that spoke that.
Amen.
And Scriptures declare it. So now what we're trying to put together in our mind, our hopes and all this, ain't going to work. If he's got the Holy Spirit in me, he's got the preeminence. If the preeminence isn't there, I do not have the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That's the trouble. Half people don't believe it. It's one of the things they'd like to put aside and forget all about it. Oh my, it's real.
Amen.
He said, now I in myself can do nothing. But it is my faith in God. And God was in him. The word made manifest. And when the word of God comes in you, it's made manifest. For you are a believer. See, and a believer is the faith of God that moves in you. You like that? I like teaching where, oh, what faith really is, he says. Knowing who he was without a shadow of doubt,
He knew he was the Son of God. What about us? Do we know for sure we're a son of God or a daughter of God? Do we know? Now remember, we've been given the word to know how we know whether we are or not.
Amen.
Yeah. So do we know that yet? Then if we don't, then we need to cry out to God, which so few people desire to even do anymore. You know, back in Pentecost, a lot of people cried out to God. A lot of people. They was interested. And you know what? A lot of them cried out just to operate gifts. That was the age. Cried out and give their life to just operate gifts. Not a life. Just gifts. Just gifts to operate through their life. They would fast and cry out to God with urgency. And today God's people has given the word of life. And there's no more interest to cry out for that than anything. It's just, praise God, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I've heard that so much till it stinks. I can't imagine how it stinks in God's nostrils. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. When they should be going around, I'm a liar. I'm a liar. I'm a liar! There's so much lying today. It's a lying age. And they can't even be honest with God anymore. Liars. A whole hell-bound generation of liars. They don't know what it is to be a real, rugged Christian anymore. They don't know what it is to be a real believer. They just want to be looked up to that they believed the message of the hour. They really didn't. Hogwash. Very few. For narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many go therein. Many are called. Thank God if you're one in few.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, the Holy Ghost is getting the people ready.
Amen.
I have not given you my ideas today. I have given you that word.
Amen.
I have given you that word. I haven't given you my feelings about it. I've only given you what God already said
Amen.
About it. But there is a bride that's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Amen. God help each and every one of us.
Amen.
Including me. Lord, don't let me miss it. Oh, God, help me see it. Let it pulsate in my heart with reality. Oh, God. Confidence with reality. After hearing words like this today, in closing, won't you sisters come to the instruments? How much confidence do I have after hearing these words? Huh? Or is it, oh God, help me? Where did confidence go? Or was I able to hear the word and say, that's me? That's why. Great pull in my heart, and that overcoming I see it in my life. That's why I see it. I'm being drawn to that great catching away. Hallelujah. Can you see it?
Amen.
Oh my. Confidence with reality. And in this word alone will give you that confidence. In reality, it being lived. Expressed and know that you're pleasing to God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Say, Brother Steve, I feel like I need to pray. Then go pray. Don't waste time. Pray. Cry
cry out to God. There'll be many think they're Christians when they're not. That's the age we're living in. The most deceptive age it ever was.
Amen.
They'll think they're Christians when they're not. When the Word of God plainly tells us what a Christian is. So plainly. There's not even a doubt to what a Christian is. Shouldn't be. But God help us to line up to it. All the way. Amen. And where He leads me, I will follow. I'll go with Him. By His grace, all the way. Are you willing to go all the way with Him?
Amen.
Amen. Let us all stand. Let's sing a little chorus. Where He leads me, I will follow.
Where He leads me,
I don't know how God would be dealing with people's hearts today, but God knows. He knows the very desire you feel on the inside right now. And you may feel in your heart there may be something calling on the inside to pray. Take it before the Lord. And if He is, if you feel that pulling on the inside, you can come and pray. And I'll pray with you. Amen. But if that isn't put on the inside,
Amen.
There's not a thing no man can do. For no man can come to me. Except for the one that sent Jesus Christ draws him. The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit you can't see, but you can sure feel Him. Oh, I'm so thankful for that hour. When He first started calling my heart. And you know what? He's still alive today.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He's truly the living God. You may think, oh, I'm just feeling bad because of, or feeling something on the inside because of what the preacher said. I'm going to tell you, though, if there is a little deep call into the deep,
Amen.
There's got to be something to respond to that call.
Amen.
There's got to be a little seed laying down on the inside. Just don't waste time. But the Lord Jesus will appear just as He said. And every man, woman, and young person must be ready. For He said, when that last one will come in, he said, come and take us home.
Amen.
Oh, I'm looking forward for that hour. Hallelujah. Be the last one. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Heads bowed. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word this day. Give us a revelation of it, Lord. May it strike a reality, Lord, like never has before. We live in an age and a time, Lord, where it's so hard to find anybody that's enthused about anything that you have, where they have a true excitement in their heart. A joy of their salvation. Lord, a longing to be exactly like you. It's so rare to find in this hour. But we know that you spoke of it, Lord, that it would be rare. It'd be such a few, Lord. But Father, if there's any in here, Lord, that you're calling on, Lord, drawing to that higher height in Christ, may they not let anything in this life, Lord, choke it away now. But I trust and pray, oh God, that you'll stir them on the inside, that they'll go and pray and cry out, Lord. Cry out for revelation. Cry out, Lord, for that closer walk with you. Lord, if we could see the excitement in people's hearts today, like the people had in their hearts 75 years ago, oh, God, with the message you've got today. Oh, God, what you couldn't do in a people's lives. But, Lord, your word is being fulfilled. The cares of life choking, strangling. Lord, don't let me be one. Oh, God, let me be able, by the grace of God, through faith, through revelation, that desire you placed in my heart, cut every vine loose, Lord. It would try to choke and strangle, Lord. Oh, God, stir me on the inside. Set me on fire.
Amen.
Oh, God, for the burning reality. I ask that you do that for these people, Lord. We need you, Lord. Oh, God, we need you. It's hard to even find, Lord, a people that really attend in sweet fellowship. In a worship service. Lord, it's just sing a song and sing a song, but no reality.
Yes.
It's just singing songs.
Yes.
Oh, God, is people losing what little bit they had? Your scripture said they would, Lord.
Amen.
That which they had would be taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hour we're living in, Lord. Oh, God, help us. There may only be two or three come out of this building. But Lord, let me be one of them.
Amen.
Oh God, help me, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Guide me and lead me now, Lord, and these people.
Amen.
Bring us completely unto thee, O God.
Amen.
In your holy name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Where he leads me, I will follow. Hallelujah. He leads me, I will follow. He leads me, I God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you, Lord.